Arizona News Radio.
This bill is about union busting.
A measure banning collective bargaining between unions and state agencies due to the state budget crisis gets out of a committee.
We are on a budget path that is unsustainable. We've seen it at the federal level. We see it at the state level.
Paradise Valley police treating it as a homicide. The deaths of a couple found in their burning home yesterday. The cause of death not clear.
That is going to be determined by the medical examiner's office. The bodies are there at this time, and the autopsy is being performed.
Chandler police say a fire that blew up a home Monday morning was deliberately set. They found a liquid.
Samples from the home have been sent to the Arizona Department of Public Safety Crime Lab for analysis.
Maricopa County Sheriff's detectives investigating a suspicious death. A body found in a burning car near Wickenburg.
They are investigating it as a suspicious death at this point, and that's just common protocol in something like this that they do until the investigation leads them somewhere else.
Kingman man gets 6 months in jail. He left his young daughter in a hot car.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of Talking Stick Resort. 4 o'clock hour, we still have that accident, 24th Street south of Camelback. Look for another collision, westbound loop 101 at 19th Avenue. Up north, Bell Road, 32nd Street. On the west side, look for an accident, 35th Avenue at Buckeye. On February 18th, enjoy the best of Jersey when Talking Stick brings Frankie Valli for one evening of music spanning 50 years and 40 top hits. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howe from the KFNX Weather Center welcoming a brand new month. And for the next couple of days, we will be a bit cooler. Partly cloudy, windy at times. Upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow and Friday. Overnight lows now, upper 40s. Jim Howe, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently in Midtown, we are at 72 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the show everybody's talking about, Legalese, with your host, Dennis Willinchek. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
I smoked for 50 to 55 years. Even though I'm a pharmacist and I know the dangers of smoking, I never wanted to quit until circumstances came to my attention medically that I had to stop. I called Ashline for help. I picked out a starting date, and I've been smoke-free since that date.
You can quit. Ashline can help. Call today, 1-800-556-6222, or visit ashline.org. It's free.
And here you are, ladies. Today's dessert special.
Jen, do you smell that? Smells like rotten eggs.
Could it be a gas leak? We need to call Southwest Gas.
Southwest Gas?
They add a rotten egg odorant to their gas, so you know right away if there's a leak.
Excuse me, ladies, but you need to leave the restaurant. We might have a gas leak.
Hey, what about my dessert?
You'll have to save those calories for later.
If you ever smell the rotten egg odor, call Southwest Gas and 911 any time of the day. Your safety is our priority at Southwest Gas.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
State your first name, your last name, and occupation.
I don't remember.
Anonymity is your name.
Really?
And just because the pictures aren't of your faces doesn't mean we can't identify you.
State your first name, your last name, and occupation.
Lizard Man, and, Lizard Man.
And this is Dennis Willinchek and Jack Willinchek, and we're here on Legalese every week from 4 to 5. Every Wednesday here from KFNX Downtown Studios. And if you want to call in today, we're going to be talking about identity theft and what that means and what the law is concerning it. And our number here at the studios is 602-277-KFNX. That's 277-KFNX. That's 5369. And if you want to talk to us about this topic, it's a hot topic in the news. We're going to have on the show, he's supposed to call in later, Tom Horn, our attorney general, who's been quoted on this topic and is really making it a priority in his administration to fight this whole concept. Now, identity theft is an interesting topic because of its broad extent that it reaches out internationally and affects us here at home in Arizona. This year in New York, for example, on October 7th, 2011, a story came out that was kind of shocking that said that the police were eavesdropping on thieves speaking Russian, Mandarin, and Arabic to make the biggest identity theft bust of its kind in the United States' history against a $13 million crime ring specializing mainly in selling Apple electronics overseas. The authorities said that this Operation Swiper indicted 111 people from five criminal enterprises in Queens, New York, the nation's most ethnically diverse county, where 138 languages are spoken and more than half the population is foreign-born now. These crimes are getting more sophisticated. Thieves have amazing knowledge of how to use technology. And in this particular case in New York, a two-year investigation revealed the enterprises had ties to larger syndicates in Africa, Europe, the Middle East, and Eastern Asia. The crime rings ran nationwide shopping sprees in which, quote, crew leaders oversaw, quote, shoppers, and thieves conducted their business from five-star hotels, renting luxury cars and even private jets. The police said that they seized over $650,000 in cash, Apple computer products worth tens of thousands of dollars, $850,000 worth of computer equipment was stolen from a Citigroup building in Queens, seven handguns, a truck full of electronics, computers, designer shoes, watches, identity theft equipment. In that case, the court approved wiretaps and dozens of phones. Police intercepted thousands of conversations and translated many of them into English from Russian, Mandarin, and Arabic to gather information for that bust. One of the things that fascinates me, in Europe, credit cards have computer chips, apparently, and when you run it through a European credit card machine, the magnetic chip on the back will tell the machine to look for the chip. If it doesn't have this chip, it won't let the credit card go through, and the police in New York are saying that may have eliminated a lot of this fraud in terms of these stolen credit cards. Of course, we have holograms on some of our cards. I think the licenses now, in fact, are putting on them holograms, but this computer chip issue is very interesting. So one of the things that technology is helping us look into is how we can stop this identity theft through means that would allow us to determine whether, in fact, the person using a credit card is the person indicated. And as I said, with us today, we have Tom Horn, the Attorney General of Arizona. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dennis. Good to be with you.
Same as always. And we appreciate your taking the time. I know our listeners are happy to have you back. And we're talking, as I said, about identity theft today. And I know that this is a big topic in your office and that you have made this a priority. I think I saw you on TV, in fact, recently talking about it.
Yes, we had a we got a $50,000 grant from the federal government. We're the only attorney general's office in the country to get that. And we've organized a coalition with other stakeholders, such as local law enforcement, nonprofit groups, and so on. People have an interest in preventing identity theft or working with victims who have been victims of identity theft. And we had a conference with them a couple of days ago. And it was a very successful one.
Yeah, I mean, for our listeners, what is identity theft? I know there's a statute on the books in Arizona, 13-2008, that deals with it. But why don't you take the time, if you can, and just educate our listeners a little bit about what this topic is about, really, and how they're all vulnerable to it.
Okay, well, I can read to you from 13-2008. A person commits taking the identity of another person or entity if the person knowingly takes purchases, manufactures, records, possesses, or uses any personal identifying information or entity identifying information of another person or entity, including a real or fictitious person or entity, without the consent of that other person or entity, with the intent to obtain or use the other person or entity's identity for any unlawful purpose, or to cause loss to a person or entity, whether or not the person or entity actually suffers any economic loss as a result of the offense.
Yeah, I think that last part is really interesting to me. In other words, whether somebody actually suffers a damage from it, it's still a crime.
That's correct.
Yeah. What about subsection B of that statute? I assume that this deals with the issue of employers accepting identification now, you know, of workers, you know, in terms of their immigration status. Is that being enforced?
I have to grab that statute.
Yeah, let me read it while you're doing that. It basically says that a person commits knowingly accepting the identity of another person if the person in hiring an employee knowingly does both of the following. It's a little confusing. One, accepts any personal identifying information of another and knows that the individual is not the actual person identified. And I assume from my reading of it that deals with, again, the issue of trying to verify someone's citizenship.
Right. Or, well, not necessarily citizenship, but that they're in this country legally.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, two, uses that identity information for the purpose of determining – So in other words, it has to be both of these things. They have to accept any personal ID of another, knowing the individual is not the person identified, and two, uses that identity for the purposes of determining whether the individual who presented the identity information has the legal right or authority under federal law to work in the United States as described and determined under the processes and procedures under Title VIII.
Right.
So you have to do both of those. You have to accept it and you have to use it in determining. So in other words, employers who are now having to look at the issue of legality can actually be charged with a crime if they participate in some kind of a knowing acceptance of this identity of another. So it's a little twist on the, I think, the common person's perception of what the purpose of this identity theft is, which I think most people probably think of it in terms of, you know, someone stealing something out of somebody's possession or mailbox or something like that.
The mailboxes are a problem. There have been whole neighborhoods where they just cleaned out all the mailboxes and got all the, you know, all the information there. And this is especially dangerous time for that because people are getting their tax information, which has personal identification information on it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Or the internet is a major place where people steal people's identities.
Yeah, that's a great point you raised, Tom. In fact, I have a story here that just broke, actually. I think it was yesterday that we pulled off the Associated Press that said that the federal government swooped down on 105 people in 23 states in the past week as part of a nationwide crackdown on identity theft and tax refund fraud that was timed to warn cheats to beware of this tax season, the IRS reported. And anyway, the sweep ranged from Alaska to Florida. I don't know if Arizona was involved. Obviously, you would know better than I would. But apparently the Justice Department, Tax Division, the Postal Service, and local U.S. Attorney's offices were involved. And anyway, the IRS officials say the use of stolen identities to fraudulently file for tax refunds, generally involving Social Security numbers that are stolen, is a growing problem. Is this something you're seeing as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not just the federal government. Your office is also dealing with this too then.
Yes, and we work together with them on this very issue.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a few seconds before the break, but it said that the IRS has installed new filters on its computers this year in an attempt to spot identity fraud before the agency pays any phony refunds.
Right.
This has caused delays in the returns, you know, the refunds. But he doesn't expect those delays to last long. So this is a real issue that we're talking about today with Tom Horan, the Attorney General of the state of Arizona. We'll come back with in just a few minutes after these messages. And Tom, stay with us, please, and we'll continue on talking about identity theft.
Lars Larson, weeknights at 10 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Did you know short sales can erase all home loan debt?
Don't walk away. Many banks and the government now pay sellers to complete short sales.
I'm Rick Elton.
And I'm Dave Elton. Elton Realty has served the Valley for over 15 years.
Every short sale is different. Outcomes are not guaranteed.
Call for a free consultation that best serves your situation and get a fresh start today.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318.
Or visit eltonrealty.com.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
This is Dennis Wilenchek and Jack Wilenchek, and we're back on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 with Tom Horn, Attorney General of Arizona, who's doing a great job in the office, I must say, and one of the most proactive attorney generals in a long time that I'm aware of, looking out for the public's interest. And Tom is not shy about being good enough to let the public know what he's doing. I know I get emails all the time from his office about all the different things that he's doing, but it's important to make people aware of how really much they're doing on all these issues. Today we're talking about the identity theft issue. And Tom, in your office, I know this is a big priority of yours. Why don't you tell our listeners again, how large an issue is this identity theft in Arizona?
Well, last year there were 6,549 Arizona residents that were identity theft victims. That makes us number two in the country.
You know, I read somewhere, I could be wrong on this, but somebody told me that we've been number one in identity theft since 2003. Now, hopefully your office is going to change that, but is that accurate to your knowledge?
I don't know that number.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I was told, and somebody pulled that off the net somewhere, but you never know.
Well, I think, Dennis, that the problem has been and remains that we're a border state, and so you have more people here wanting to steal other people's identity so that they can hide the fact that they're here illegally.
Yeah, which brings us back to that whole issue. But let me understand something. What are some of the schemes that you see in your office in terms of what you're aware of that go on that people do in terms of these identity thefts? You mentioned earlier something called phishing, I believe, right?
Yes.
Why don't you be good enough and tell our listeners what that is and what are some of these schemes that you see perpetrated?
Well, what they do is they pretend to be your bank or some other institution, ask you to send them some verifying information, and then they use that verifying information to steal money out of your bank account and steal money in other ways. And I've got some suggestions for people. First of all, shred your financial documents because they do steal paper from the garbage. Secondly, protect your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet or write your Social Security number on a check. And don't use it as your login number. Use a different number than your Social Security number. Then don't give out personal information on the phone, through the mail, or over the Internet unless you've verified that you're dealing with someone that you want to have that information. But you need to verify that separately, like calling them separately and making sure they're really the ones who asked you. Never lend your credit cards or account information to anyone else. Never click on links in unsolicited emails. That's important.
That's a big problem, by the way. I know I get these emails all the time that look legitimate. And you open them up, and then you realize you're done for.
I don't click on links or I don't actually don't open attachments. If someone is sending me something that I need to see, I ask them to put in the text of their email because opening attachments can bring viruses into your computer, and also can cause people to hijack information from your computer.
Yeah, let's just, if we could, just if you can focus on that one for a minute. I know this past weekend I got two emails in a row from people I hadn't heard from in a long time. And, you know, it was one of those things where it was broadcast probably to everybody they have on their email list. And, again, you know, it was tempting because there was a message with it and everything. And then somebody sent me an email immediately after saying, don't open that. You know, it's phony.
I got pornographic information forwarded from somebody I know who's a very religious older lady.
Wow.
And I thought,
wow,
you know, I'm surprised she's sending me this. And
yeah.
It wasn't until several days later that I found out that her computer had been hijacked.
Yeah, so what does that mean? In other words, these guys are out there hacking into people's emails online, I guess, and
if they can get into your computer because you click one of these links or attachments,
right?
They can. One of the things they'll do is they'll pull out everybody that you've ever emailed.
I see.
All their email addresses, and they'll pretend it's being sent from you, so people will open
right,
it up.
Right.
And then it just mushrooms.
Okay. So let's use that as an example because it's a real one that just happened to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people. What is your office able to do about something like that? Is it possible to deal with that? I mean, can you track these people?
The main thing we can do is warn people not to click on those things because it's hard. A lot of times it's done from out of the country. It's very hard to track people down and prosecute them.
I see. So it's not even necessarily from the United States.
Right.
Now, what is the spam laws? Because I know that's something else that your office is looking into, correct?
Well, I'm not sure I have those in front of me.
Well, my understanding, and I'm not too clear on it either, actually, but I think that has to do with these emails. And there are some spam laws, apparently, that are dealing or trying to crack down on this very issue we're talking about.
Yeah.
And there is a link, I think, on your website to this. I think I saw that.
We should give your listeners my website, which is www.azag.gov.
Right.
And you mentioned that you get our emails. We send emails an average of about twice a week about what we're doing. And if your listeners want to go on our website, they can sign up for our emails.
Well, now I'm going to be careful about your emails, and I'll be careful about opening them up listening to you today.
Well, we don't we don't give you links to click on.
No, I'm just kidding you.
In fact, we don't even have attachments. It's just
right.
Yeah.
But somebody might hit into mine, and you might get my email. But anyway. All right. Well, let me ask you a couple of other questions before we take our break. Victims, they could be anyone, obviously, right? People, there's no way to classify who are victims in a thing like this because it's random, right? They just go after anybody's mailbox.
They do. There are a couple of classes of people that are especially at risk where the very high percentage of people, unfortunately, one of those are veterans who've gone overseas. And we have a pamphlet that we distribute that's directed precisely at military people.
Okay, now, if somebody perpetrates a crime like this from out of the country or out of state, I would assume your office has jurisdiction over them because they're, you know, broadcasting into the state.
Yes.
But it's got to be very difficult for you guys to really proceed on that.
Yes, we do. Identity theft is a Class 3 felony. It's a Class 4 if it's only one. And if it's more than three, if it's three or more, it's a class three felony, which it carries an average of 3.5 years. And we've introduced extreme identity theft legislation where if you have more than 50 identities that you've stolen, it's a class two felony, which is an average of 5 years in prison.
Yeah, I'm glad you point that out, actually, because the statute is a little less than clear on that. It talks about filing a complaint charging, you know, multiple violations, but it doesn't really on its face talk about whether it becomes a class three or not.
Yeah, if it's just one identity that was stolen, it's a class four felony, and that carries an average of 2.5 years. If it's three or more identities, then it's a class three felony, which carries an average of 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And if it's over 50 identities, we've introduced legislation that would make it a class two felony, which carries an average of 5 years. Now, there's a range. There can be mitigating or aggravating factors that would make those less or more, but those numbers that I gave you are the presumed amount of the sentence if there's no mitigation or aggravation involved.
All right. And the other thing I think we should point out before the break is that apparently on the request of a person, a peace officer in any jurisdiction in which an element of the offense occurs, shall, the statute says, take a report. And this is interesting to me because I think a lot of people are concerned that if they report, the police officer may just say, well, I'm not going to take a report or, you know, not none of my business or something, as sometimes they do.
Mm-hmm.
But this statute makes it clear that they have to take a report.
Right.
And they must provide it, or actually they may provide it, to any other law enforcement agency such as your office.
And if for some reason they won't take it, you can go to some other jurisdiction and they'll take it.
Yeah. Now, what happens in your experience when one of these schemers obtains your information, however they might do it, whether, like you said, it's dumpster diving or stealing from your mailbox or whatever, or hacking into your computer? Once they have your ID, what do these people then do with it?
Well, they can go to your bank account and empty it out. The money that you have in your bank account, they can open up bank accounts in your name and cash insufficient checks, and you're the one that's getting beamed with the idea that you did the insufficient checks rather than them.
Don't you have to show some other ID to some of these other people that they'd be using it with? I mean, driver's license, something like that, or is that another problem that people are actually replicating? In fact, that is another problem, isn't it, that people are replicating these identity items such as passports and
driver's licenses.
Yeah.
And in addition, you know, sometimes you can order things on the telephone by giving a credit card number.
Yeah, that's true. Now, let me just ask you, we have about a minute, but is anything being done in your knowledge in terms of this computer chip concept or some thing where, you know, I don't know whether it's a retinal scan or whatever, but that on a credit card, a hologram kind of thing, where, you know, only you can be that person that provides a credit card?
I understand those kinds of technologies are being developed, but I haven't actually seen it implemented.
Yeah, because it seems to me that technology is one way around some of this, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you find that victims of identity theft find themselves blamed for crimes they don't commit?
Yeah, that's one of the problems. And so I have also for your listeners some suggestions if you are a victim of identity theft.
Yeah, we've got about a minute.
Okay, first, obviously contact the police, and as you mentioned, the police are required to take a report. Second, close any accounts that might be compromised by the theft that occurred. Then the third step is to place a fraud alert on your credit file and carefully review your credit report.
What's a fraud alert versus a credit freeze? Do you know?
I don't know the distinction, but I know that we say if you're a victim, you need to put a fraud alert on it,
yeah,
on it right away.
Okay.
And then fourth, check your credit at least twice a year.
All right, we're going to come back, Tom, after this break. We have to take a break at the half hour. We thank Tom Horn for being on the show, talking about identity theft, an important issue in Arizona that he's working on. This is Dennis Wilenchek and Jack Wilenchek on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Shelby Lynn. Facebook is finally going public. The social networking site filed for its long-awaited initial public offering this afternoon to raise $5 billion. CNN's Casey Wyan has the details.
Some Wall Street analysts have speculated that once this stock begins trading, the market value of this company could be between $75 and $100 billion. We won't know that until the stock actually starts trading in a few weeks.
The Dow finished up 83 points today, closing at 12,716. The NASDAQ ended 34 points higher, and the S&P added 12. The U.S. and NATO will transition from a combat mission to more of an advisory role to Afghan security forces by the end of 2013, and that's a word from the Defense Department today. Iconic Soul Train creator Don Cornelius has committed suicide. The 75-year-old was found earlier today in his California home. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio.
This bill is about union busting.
A measure banning collective bargaining between unions and state agencies due to the state budget crisis gets out of a committee.
We are on a budget path that is unsustainable. We've seen it at the federal level. We see it at the state level.
Paradise Valley police treating it as a homicide. The deaths of a couple found in their burning home yesterday. The cause of death not clear.
That is going to be determined by the medical examiner's office. The bodies are there at this time, and the autopsy is being performed.
Chandler police say a fire that blew up a home Monday morning was deliberately set. They found a liquid.
Samples from the home have been sent to the Arizona Department of Public Safety Crime Lab for analysis.
Maricopa County Sheriff's detectives investigating a suspicious death. A body found in a burning car near Wickenburg.
They are investigating it as a suspicious death at this point, and that's just common protocol in something like this that they do until the investigation leads them somewhere else.
Kingman man gets 6 months in jail. He left his young daughter in a hot car.
This check of your KFNX traffic is a service of the 99 Cent Only Stores. Watch for a serious collision. Alma School Road at Baseline. Look for another accident. Greenway Parkway, this one at Cotton Lane in the west side. Also, we have a wreck. Kyrene Road at the 202. 99 Cent Only Stores has many options to eat healthy. Get romaine hearts in packs of three and russet potatoes in 5-pound bags for only 99.99 cents each. Extra large red, green, or yellow bell peppers, 99.99 cents each. Here's your Wednesday forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center welcoming a brand new month. And for the next couple of days, we will be a bit cooler. Partly cloudy, windy at times. Upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow and Friday. Overnight lows now, upper 40s. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News time is 4:33. Currently here in Midtown, where it's 72 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810. Internationally respected energy market analyst Peter Butel is offering a one-month free trial full access to his premium package energy report, a $250 value. This incredibly thorough 12-page report is updated daily by Mr. Butel as he dissects the current events that influence all of the major energy markets. You will gain valuable insight for investing in oil, natural gas, and more. This is a limited offer. Call 480-525-3246. That's 480-525-3246.
These days you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-758-5360. That's 1-800-758-5360.
The other right remains silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my lawyer!
And to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer! I've been humiliated!
This is Dennis Willinchek and Jack Willinchek, and we're back with Tom Horan, the Attorney General of our state, who has been gracious enough to share his time with us and you to discuss identity theft. If you have any questions, you can call us at 277-KFNX. That's 277-5369 if you want to ask us any questions about the topic we're talking about today. Let me just lead into the next segment of our show with Attorney General Horan by saying that identity theft complaints made, this is just the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, have soared in recent years, and identity theft complaints have increased over 300% in the past decade. And when other types of fraud are included in the numbers and accounting, the FTC received in excess of 1.3 million complaints alone in calendar year 2010, the last year they calculated that. And if you want to talk about some horror stories, Michelle Brown, a victim of identity theft and fraud, testified before the United States Senate committee hearing on identity theft recently and stated that over a year and a half, one individual impersonated her to procure over $50,000 in goods and services. Not only did this person damage her credit, but she escalated her crimes to a level that Ms. Brown never expected and engaged actually in drug trafficking using Ms. Brown's name. The crime resulted in an erroneous arrest record, a warrant out for her arrest, eventually a prison record when the identity thief was booked under her name as an inmate in Chicago Federal Prison. So, I mean, these are real stories, and it's a pretty scary thing. And, Tom, I know in our state, one of the things I want to ask you is, I was referring to the Federal Trade Commission and so forth. There is a United States, federal task force on identity theft. What do you find the federal government is doing about this, and is it enough, and how are they coordinating with your office?
Well, we have federal participation in this group that I told you about. The Federal Trade Commission is very involved in this, and they are part of our coalition.
So in terms of your office, and again, if for reasons that you don't care to divulge, and I would understand to some extent. I mean, how is your office reacting to these things? I mean, in terms of the number of people involved, if you don't want to give specific numbers, I can understand. But
we're treating this as basically a two-pronged problem. Prong number one is to warn people about what they need to do to avoid having this problem. And you're helping very much, Dennis, by having this program. And through your program, we're alerting your listeners to what to avoid doing and what to do to avoid the problem. And we do this a lot. We've had a lot. Our outreach section has had a lot of presentations to people on how to avoid this. And I'm doing a lot of interviews. And this is your program is an example of that. The second prong of it is.
By the way, before you go on, you mentioned earlier, and again, people tune in and tune out to the show. You know, a lot of people are in the cars and things like that. So.
I think they're obligated to listen to you from the first minute to the last minute.
Right. Exactly. But having said that. Tell us about your website again and what people can find on that in terms of that useful information.
Our website is www.azag, AC for Arizona, AG for Attorney General.gov. And on our website, you can download pamphlets. We have one pamphlet that tells you how to avoid the problem, similar to the things I've mentioned earlier on your program. We have another pamphlet that deals with what to do if you are a victim of identity theft.
Right.
There's a special one directed at people in the military because it's such a big problem for people deployed overseas. When we have pre-deployment meetings where we go and suggest, among other things, that they freeze their credit. Incidentally, you'd ask me about the difference between freezing and a credit alert. Credit alert is for them to watch out for suspicious activity. Freezing means nobody can charge your credit cards. And what I do, I've had the occasion of losing credit cards. I just cancel the accounts and start new accounts.
Right, right. As soon as you learn of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're going, I heard somewhere, to a meeting tomorrow out in Dallas with a lot of other attorney generals.
Yes.
And is this going to be a topic of discussion at that meeting, or is this something that you're working with other attorney generals around the country on?
Well, I don't think it's a topic for this particular meeting, but other attorney generals obviously have been working on it, and the federal government has been working on it.
So you are cooperating and working. It seems to me the reason I bring that up is you stated earlier to our guests that, you know, this is not just a local problem. This is national, international. There are people, you know, hacking into people's computers from God knows where.
Internationally, yeah.
Yeah.
From Eastern Europe.
Right. And so really it's very difficult on one office, I would think, to really nab these people. So I guess, pleased to hear that this is something, hopefully, that is being dealt with on an international scale, right?
Well, yes, and as I mentioned to you, the fact we were able to hold this conference and create this coalition was due to a grant we got from the federal government. So the federal government is very involved.
Yeah.
If you'd like to know, in knowing who's at this meeting, this theft coalition meeting,
sure.
We had the Federal Trade Commission there. So that's the federal involvement you're talking about.
Right.
Then we have local police, such as the Surprise Police Department. We have academics, such as the ASU College of Criminology and Justice Studies. We had the Arizona Coalition Against Domestic Violence. We have the Arizona Police Officer Standards and Training, that's called POST. They're the ones that train police officers, and they're also the ones that discipline police officers. We had Community Legal Services. We had the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission. We had the Arizona Coalition for Victim Services. We had the Arizona Department of Administration, so different parts of state government are working together on this.
Wow.
The Arizona Department of Veterans Services, because this is such a big problem for soldiers. The Area Agency on Aging, it's obviously a problem for older people. We had the Phoenix Police Department. I mentioned also that we had surprise. We had different local law enforcement. We have the Counterterrorism Information. We had the Prosecuting Attorneys Advisory Council. We had the State Bar. We have quite a far-reaching coalition.
God, I can't believe you could rattle all that off. That's amazing. And so all of these different groups are just giving their input into this.
Yeah, we're working together to come up with solutions. I mentioned to you it's a two-pronged problem. Prong number one is to warn people about what to do to avoid the problem.
Right.
Prong number two is to work with people who have been victims to get their identities back. And we have a victim services section in our office. And they work with people who have been victimized to to get back on their feet.
So to be clear to our listeners, again, to the average person out there who may be the subject of this kind of victimization, they learn about it. The first thing they should do, you would recommend, is simply to call the police, because the police really are the first step in this, not
right.
necessarily call your office or the county attorney's office or the U.S. attorney. But the police, under the statute, are the first line to take the report, correct?
The first thing you do is contact the police and make a report. The second thing you do is close your accounts. Any specific accounts that you think might be compromised. The third thing to do is to put a fraud alert on all of your credit. And then the fourth thing to do is to regularly check your credit.
All right. I want to ask you another important question before we take our break here at the quarter hour here. Now, there's these companies, LifeLock, et cetera, that advertise heavily that they're going to solve the problem of identity theft for you. Is this an issue that's worth discussing in terms of whether those claims are legitimate or realistic? Has your office dealt with this?
Well, I think that, I think that these kind of services can be helpful. As Attorney General, I shouldn't be endorsing
specific
companies, but I'm sure they can be helpful.
Okay, well, that was the question. I mean, I've heard mixed things about that. Some people say that they're really as much of a problem as they're trying to solve, and that really they can't really do much of anything, and they're just taking people's money. It's another form of sort of a scam. So I'm curious, I'm sure our listeners are, as to whether or not.
With respect to the company you mentioned, we have no information indicating that
yeah.
it's a scam. I would say I would not want to have
okay.
Criticism associated with them based on any information that we've got.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what these companies really do for you, essentially. Essentially, if they find out there's an identity theft, I mean, they can't prevent an identity theft. All they can do is probably report it like you can. So I'm not really sure what they do for people.
Well, they'd be happy to come on and talk if you want.
Right. Well, okay. Well, we'll have them on separately, okay,
right.
to find out what they do.
Yeah.
I was just curious if you're also dealt with that.
But we have no indication that there's anything wrong.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll come back again. We'll have our final segment after these few commercial messages, and we're with Attorney General Tom Horn, who's looking into identity theft.
Lars Larson, weeknights at 10 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-285-9771. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. And it doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those who need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. 1-800-285-9771. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get that free vacation voucher for donating. So call right now. 1-800-285-9771. That's 1-800-285-9771.
Every day's a holiday in Healthy Habit Health Food Store, 6029 North 7th Street. Tune in to Healthy House Call discussing the latest breakthroughs of integrative medicine. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and call with your questions, 602-266-1000. Discover world-class physicians, medical researchers, Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and testimonials from our patients and consumers of natural products. Call 602-266-1000.
Laura Ingram, mornings at 6 on KFNX.
Come on, tell me who are you? Come on. Oh, I really want to know.
Yeah, we'd all like to know. This is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek on Legalese every Wednesday from 4 to 5, talking about different areas that affect us all. And this week we have Tom Horn on, the Attorney General of Arizona, who is doing a great job in fighting all kinds of issues, including identity theft, since he's taken office. And he's been good enough, and does this regularly, I might add, to take his time to educate the public on what his office is doing in regard to such issues. And again, Tom, with respect to identity theft in particular, we've talked in the past about elderly abuse. I see these as very similar issues in some ways. I would think you do, too, in terms of seniors being particularly vulnerable for this kind of thing. Would that be fair?
Abuse, and we've set up a line for people to call. It's 602-542-2124, and it's easy for your listeners to remember that because 21 is the drinking age, and 24 is what the drinking age should be.
Right.
So now your listeners will all remember that number that they can call either if they're seniors or if they know of seniors that may be subject to any kind of abuse, physical, mental, neglect, emotional, or financial, and if they see signs of it, such as a new name on a bank account or something like that, they can call that number.
Yeah.
We've set it up so that one of my priorities, along with identity theft. It was one of my priorities, but we set it up so it wouldn't cost the taxpayers any more money. We have specialists in our other sections, and so when you call that number, you get referred to the relevant section. So it might be access fraud or consumer fraud or the criminal division or the outreach division. She just referred to those sections, and in each section there's someone who's an expert in that area and also an expert in senior abuse. So that the people are already here. It's just like a reorganization, and we've had over 1,600 calls come in now because of all the publicity we've gotten for that phone number through your program and other kinds of publicity.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because I see this as really, as I say, very related. In fact, I would think that medical identity theft is a real problem. Is that something you found as well?
Yes, and we have an access fraud section that deals particularly with medical issues, and a number of lawyers do nothing but that.
Yeah, and what we're talking about for our audience is where people steal health insurance information to receive medical care, which is another form of this abuse. And then there's something, as I understand it, called synthetic identity theft, whereby a real Social Security number has a fake name attached to it. And again, you know, the manipulation of documents such as that is another avenue where I know your office has cracked down.
By the way, Dennis, the one thing I wanted to mention before the program is done is that, one of the areas where this is especially a big problem is for soldiers deployed overseas.
Yeah, why is that? In fact, that was one of the questions I had to ask you.
Well, one of the things is that they used to use Social Security numbers to identify them, and their identification was all over the place, so people could get their Social Security numbers. Now they're changing over to a military identification number, which I think will help. But the other thing I was going to mention is another area is foster children. Mm. Something like 50% of foster children have identity theft problems.
What do you mean by that? Let's talk about that.
Well, these are children growing up in very difficult circumstances.
Right.
They may have, you know, parents who've abused drugs and who use their name. There isn't the proper care taken of them. They go from home to home, and their identifying information gets out, and it might hit them when they apply to college or something like that.
Wow.
And the number is just a staggering 50% of them have had identity theft problems.
Yeah, that's incredible. It really is. I guess because, like you say, they're probably bounced from place to place. And
right.
You know, this issue that we're talking about, folks, today, identity theft, it cuts across all lines. And I'm kind of curious, Tom, whether you think that our laws here in Arizona are actually tough enough and or tougher than other states or less tough, if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we have a bill before the legislature right now for extreme identity theft, so that if you have 50 or more identities that you've stolen, it's instead of being a Class 3 felony, which would be 3.5 years, it becomes a Class 2 felony, for which the average penalty is 5 years.
Is your office not only seeking but getting convictions in this area, again, because of the problem that you have of a lot of people who perpetrate this not being in Arizona? I mean, are you actually going to court on these things?
Well, if they're, you know, if on the cases that we mentioned earlier, like on the Internet, people do get from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find the people. But
right.
where we find it occurring in Arizona, of course, we prosecute it.
So your office is actively going after this?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that we want to talk about before we're done is that it's not just individuals who are at risk here. Business owners are at risk, too. As we talked, the statute actually contemplates an issue of a felony against a business owner for accepting the identity of another wrongfully. So,
yeah, it made for contorted sentences, didn't it? When I was reading from the statute, every time they say individual or entity, it seemed like the sentences got to be too long.
Well, exactly. And so one of the things I want to talk to you about is what can a business owner do as opposed to an individual? Is there any distinction?
I think it's pretty much the same thing. You want to avoid, you want to shred documents that might have identity information rather than just throw them out and be have them subject to people stealing them. You want to avoid on the Internet clicking links where you don't know what that might do to you. You want to just order things on Internet sites that you know are reliable. One sign that you're on a secure website is a little padlock icon that appears at the bottom of the page. All the kinds of things that an individual would do to protect himself, businesses should do as well.
Yeah, and I guess on the Internet, turning to that for a moment, people should probably lock their computers in terms of passwords and so forth. I know a lot of people don't bother doing that, but you really do need to do that, I guess. That's a whole other topic, I guess, in terms of how you prevent people from hacking into your computer, which maybe we should have a separate show on. But it's important that people do that, obviously. I think a lot of people don't pay attention to it. And then one other thing I want to talk to you about is there was an Associated Press story just last week out of New York again. It seems like a lot of this stuff comes out of New York. Two women were accused of scamming victims in 30 states. I don't know if Arizona was one of them, by posting phony Craigslist ads for non-existent jobs in apartments. Prosecutors reported that the pair posted online ads and then asked responders to provide personal information, including Social Security numbers. A little bit different twist, I guess, on how to.
Yeah, I was in December. I was doing a lot of radio and TV interviews, warning people, you know, because there's a lot of extra jobs at holiday time. That when people post for jobs, be careful because some people are pretend they're not. They don't really have jobs. They pretend to have jobs, and you know, when you do this to people who are looking for extra jobs, you're hitting a lot of very vulnerable people that. That really can't afford the losses that get imposed on.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can easily see that, you know, not only is that preying upon somebody who needs a job, and probably the wrong people to prey upon who probably don't have a lot of money to boot.
Right, so if they do lose something, it's a terrible loss for them.
Yeah, exactly. But I can see how someone can prey upon that very easily because as part of the job application process, they can request all kinds of information that the people provide thinking it's legitimate. So, you know, our listeners should be aware of that. I guess criminals come up with all kinds of different ways, folks, to...
They're very imaginative, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're very imaginative.
And, you know, when big events occur, either celebratory events like the Fiesta Bowl or tragic events like the forest fires we've had, the vast majority of people, it brings out the best in them. They want to, you know, if there's a tragedy, they want to help. But a few people want to take advantage, and that people need to watch out for that.
Yeah, I guess it's as old as the hills, right? It never stops. But the point is that with the computer age, you know, it's really become a major problem. How do people know whether they've been essentially hacked or victimized by this?
Well, it's a good idea to check your credit, and you want to check things like financial statements and bank statements to be sure everything is the way it ought to be. Usually people find out because something bad happens. The credit card doesn't work at the restaurant or something like that.
Yeah. Well, while we're on that, Tom, we're talking with Tom Horn about identity theft, our attorney general. Is online banking, in your opinion, safe and things like PayPal?
I think if you're dealing with the bank that you know, so you know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've put in protections. I haven't started doing it myself.
I mean, the proliferation now of computers or even worse, smartphones, where people now are paying bills online through smartphones, making purchases, transferring funds. I mean, it's incredible.
My family's like the other families, you know. I still do it the old way. My kids do it online.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I still like to, like you, put a check in the mail.
Right.
But is it worth it to purchase identity theft monitoring insurance from credit card companies? Is that something that your office recommends or has any thoughts on?
I don't take any position on that.
Okay.
When you're attorney general, you have to be careful that you don't get involved in endorsing or unendorsing anything that's, you know, that's profit making.
Yeah, I'm just curious whether that's become a problem in and of itself and whether your office has seen any of that. So you haven't really seen a lot of issues on that.
Is that a Peter Gunn?
That's exactly what it is. And
I'm showing my age because I remember Peter Gunn on television.
That's the only song I learned how to play on the piano. As you know, you're a piano player yourself. It's a very easy riff, right?
It's very catchy.
The Peter Gunn theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom Horn, for being on our show, the State Attorney General, talking to us about identity theft. I hope our listeners got something out of that. And, again, we appreciate your taking the time. I know you're a busy guy, and hopefully we'll see you again or talk to you again on the show. And we'll have you on again, Tom, if you'll be good enough to be with us.
Love to come back. It's always good to be with you, Dennis.
All right, same here. Have a safe trip tomorrow.
Thank you.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keep your New Year's resolution with Thermogenics Formula Supplements. Lose weight, reduce carb cravings, lower blood pressure, increase your metabolism, and burn away those excess calories. Developed by a medical doctor, Thermogenics Formula is lab certified, 100% organic, and made in the USA. Thermogenics, because life is energy. To order this amazing, fat-burning, energy-enhancing supplement at 50% off right now, visit TGX360.com. That's TGX360.com.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Lou Dobbs.